Justin Rose, your cousin Joe, Chris Kirk, and some guy named Nikolai Hadjigajard from Iceland or Finland, whatever that flag is, are all at 2 under. Our golf updates are brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Get there. We got there on that update, Joe.
Boy, I'll tell you what, man.
Hadjigajard? Nikolai Hadjigajard?
I don't know.
There was another one that I'm not even going to try. Just I don't know.
I don't know. I just saw the favorites. I'm kind of rooting here for Rory.
I don't know what happened. Justin Thomas was a 4 under, like the first update. He's now at 1 under.
Poor Justin Thomas, man. He just.
Everyone else is even
worse. What a
teaser.
He got off to a great start, gave some shots back. But, man, it's.
Johnny Rahm is even. He's through 9 holes.
Johnny Rahm's game since going over to Liv. He must be living all right with that money he got because he's lost something in his game. See if he can get it back. But
they're still trying to do the same thing on the apps, by the way. They're trying to get people to bet on Tiger.
Don't do
will
it.
Will he make the cut? Will he do this?
Don't
that?
Do it. Don't
I don't
do
know,
it.
He was pretty feisty the other day.
He was, and he has every right to play for what he's done. Whatever they put in, they should put as long Tiger, as long as you want to play, you could be 90. If you still want to play, go out and play. We got a spot for you.
Imagine telling him that he should retire. As good as he is currently for that sport. I got like that's like Caitlin Clark vibes with that, right?
For Colin
like
Montgomery
jealousy.
To come out and say that was I knew, by the way, I knew that would get Tiger. I just didn't know how far Tiger would go. Like, yeah, he never won a major, so there's no exemptions for him.
But what are you thinking, man? Like, clearly having Tiger out there is good for business.
You don't think Montgomery's made some extra money because of the Tiger factor? Like all those guys, all those older golfers didn't make more for finishing 10th, 8th, 7th. All those purses went up. Everybody made more money with the Tiger factor. That's just a fact, man. That's not made up stuff. CBS jumped in. NBC wanted a piece of it. Everybody wanted a piece of that tour and wanted Tiger events. They were negotiating knowing which events on the West Coast and on the East that Tiger would play in, trying to make sure they got a couple of them.
Yeah, that was all him. And how about the TV deal the WNBA just got? What, like a couple $1 billion?
Boy, they're...
Who do you think's responsible for
no.
that?
I know who 1A is. We can talk, negotiate, and who you think. But no, she's been a big part of it. Sellouts and more people watching. Yeah, it's amazing what she's done.
People don't like to hear that, but that's
she
the reality there, right?
She hasn't moved the meter in a female sport like that since Serena Williams.
It feels like the Tiger effect, right? Like Tiger was the reason people watched golf for a
very like
long time.
It feels like a mini Tiger, but to your point, yes. And maybe you're right because it is, you know, lady sports have struggled, man. They just have, but... But you get a couple of special ones like that, and it works. And by the way, she's starting to kick ass. What'd she have, 19 assists or something in the games? And
golf just doesn't have someone like that anymore.
Well, they do.
Maybe
he's still playing.
Tiger.
I think everybody's going, just let Tiger. Just shoot a 69 one more time.
Well, Tiger's kid is coming.
Shoot in the 60s. And
that's sad, by the way, when Tiger's kid is like the big hope for golf.
I don't know about that.
Your sport of tennis, by the way, could use someone like that.
No, I think.
Tiger.
See, that's not true. I knew you were going to say
but
that.
They had Fed.
Yeah,
right.
Gone.
They had Nadal.
Gone.
Sampras.
Well, no. Yeah.
You
know, but
hell, you had Andy Roddick for a while.
Yeah,
who was
but,
fun
but
to watch.
Sampras didn't move the meter. That guy had no personality. He's a really
he's
good
really
player.
Good, though.
Yeah, but what are we talking about? We're talking about, Fed's playing. Oh, Nadal's playing. You watched.
Those guys
you
were fun
to
watch.
It.
They were big personalities. They were fun to watch. Tennis does, I mean, in my opinion, Djokovic is not that.
Carlos Alcaraz is like, if you.
I know he's good, but I don't know why. He just doesn't seem to have that.
What?
That juice that those guys had.
I disagree. For a 21-year-old and what he's doing, Carlos Alcaraz, and by the way, he's not even number one player in the world. Sinner still, I think, ahead of Djokovic ahead of him. But Alcaraz and the shots and the things that he's doing and the personality.
Well, he's not there yet. I mean, he doesn't move the needle like a, you know.
Well, we disagree
those two
on
guys,
that.
Fedor
once again,
Nadal, but
we're just going to have to disagree for tennis fans out there. Yeah. Like, Alcaraz's pretty damn good. Like, we haven't had somebody come in at that young age. Some of the things he's doing look like some of those guys you're talking about. Some of those. But look at, he just smoked Djokovic, who got an easy ride towards the finals. I mean, easy, didn't have to play a lot, helped him, you know, coming off the knee problem. And
who do you think is the most popular tennis player ever? The Fed?
Yeah, I'd say Fed by himself, yes. And I'd say Nadal second. All time?
Yeah.
I put those guys one and two. Joker's won the most, but
he's just not. I mean,
a lot of people just don't like him. Hell, he's doing the violin thing after he claimed the guy they were booing him. He goes, they're not booing you. They're going, Roo, for me. That's what my name, Roo. He goes, I know boo. I know a boo when I hear one.
I like him because he's not afraid to show his personality or whatever. But
No, a lot of people. You should like him. He's the greatest player of all time. You asked me greatest player. Yeah. You didn't say greatest player of all time.
No, I said most popular.
Yeah.
I know Djokovic is one of the most.
Fed walks out there and it's like, yeah. Everybody leaves the Joker group and runs to Fed. Yeah,
did those guys ever get Djokovic in their prime though? Federer was what towards the end of his.
No,
they get him in his prime.
Djokovic beat Fed a lot, a lot. Now Nadal dominated the clay.
Yeah,
I mean he won like what? What did he win like 20 on the clay?
No. Yeah, with the French Open. Right?
He owned the Open. All right, so we got to go to a French Open. We got to go to break here. We're running really, really late. Want to get caught up with
you. You're a little early, by the way.
Omar Kelly. Oh, yeah, I am a little
early. Yeah, you're
a
little early.
I am a little bit
you
early.
Premature
premature.
Never want to be premature.
All right, so I wanted to talk about this because we're going to do some Canes and Dolphin stuff today. The Canes got some news yesterday, and we'll talk to Alex Donnell about it. DJ Pickett ends up. Verbal commitment, one of the top recruits in the country from Zephyr Hills High School. Really good cornerback. I don't know if he might be a safety. He plays both ways. He can really run on top of everything else. He made a commitment to LSU. But the point is that the recruiting classes have been since Mario. He's good, man. Like, he can flat-out recruit. He doesn't take a backseat to too many of the great recruiters. Urban's been and his staff have been great through the years, and Nick Saban was really good and worked hard at it. And you know, there's been some other schools that have done, but I got to tell you, this guy, it's just time to win now, man. The recruiting and the guys they put together, and there's some of these guys, and they needed help at, so they needed help at defensive tackle, right, an important position. So they've developed some guys they like. But then they go out and get Justin Scott, one of the top 5-star defensive tackles in the country, who's coming in as a true freshman. And then they go to the transfer portal and get Simeon Barrow Jr. So, like, oh, yeah, we need to upgrade it? Oh, okay, he's got himself a really, really good team. A really, really good team. And they're going to get tested, man, week one. They're going to play Florida up there in the swamp. And if they play the way we think they'll play, you know, have a really good chance to win. But man, they got to get over the hump. They were 3-5 in the ACC last year. That's just, there's too much talent to go 3-5 in the ACC last year.
That's not good.
So it's time.
They should have as good a shot as any of these teams to win
yes.
that conference, Joe. I know Florida State lost a lot. Right, Clemson hasn't been the same.
Louisville had a nice story. By the way, you had a chance to beat them too last year. And didn't do it.
A chance to beat everyone theoretically, I guess. Right,
but
they got blown out. Did they get blown out by anyone last year? I don't think so. That I can remember, but
I can't think of.
I know they lost a lot of really tight games.
Yeah, but you got to win those, man. Got to win those, and
you should be able to win the conference this year, right? I mean.
You got to get
you
one
have as much talent as anyone.
There's no longer.
There's no team you look at and you're like, that's the clear cut favorite. They're just better. They have more talent.
There's you get the two best records now. I like that better than all the complaining about my side of the Coastal stronger than the Atlantic and all that. Okay.
By the way, you win that game, you're in.
Yeah.
You win that conference championship game, you're in. No matter what your record is,
conference champs are in automatically, no matter what the record is. And
it's all you got to do, right?
And by the way,
it's easier said than done.
Be good in the ACC. You know, you get a good win against Texas A&M. It was, and then you're like, wow, they look pretty good. And aggressive play calling. It was just a lot of good things, and they just got to do that in the ACC. Just have to get it done.
You think it makes the non-conference seem less important, though? knowing that all you got to do is win your conference now?
No, they're all important.
I know you want to win out and all that and try to get into the playoff that way.
But... No, to your point.
Okay.
Like Florida's a big game. Florida's kind of like an ACC game right off the bat. We just don't get Florida, Florida State, Miami. They should put that. We need a governor to put some rule in there on that.
I'm shocked SEC teams want to play anyone of any substance outside of their conference, by the way. Those SEC schedules are going to be brutal.
I think it's great to see Florida, Florida State, who play each other every year. Florida State plays both of them every year. That Miami is.
It is great. But why does Florida want to do that, I guess, would be the question. They're going to – I mean, I don't know Florida's schedule off the top of my head, but I'm sure it's pretty brutal.
Well, for a long time –
I know it's one of the toughest in the country.
Long time they call Big Three chicken before you start running. Why do you do it? Like, people want to see it.
I'm saying for Florida. Like, I don't know what their benefit is.
People want to see it. They recruit down here. It's good for business. There's a big – they got Gator fans down here. They got a big – big fan base down here. A lot of kids, including
billboards
one of mine, went to school there. I've had to accept that Taylor.
Did you take a picture with the Tebow statue?
I did.
You had to accept it.
You know, I did have to take
a cool picture. Statue. I'm sure it's fine.
They got a statue of all the Heisman Trophy winners in that one corner, and I had to look around to see if anybody's looking before I took the picture.
By the way, it's hard to dislike Tim Tebow. Doesn't seem like a bad guy, right?
He does.
He's actually a hell of a player.
He does all the right things. All right,
except when he beat the Dolphins on Tebow Day.
Yeah, the Tebow Day.
That's sad.
All right, are you done? Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, going to join us coming up here in just a second. You're a downer. Talk about the three schools playing each other this year. I'm like, oh, why would they want to do that? Get that cloud off your head, man. I'll tell you what, Chev's like, hey, Joe, don't tell him that, man. We got more clouds coming. It is hurricane season. Oh, boy, I'm talking about my friend Chev over there at Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Yeah, the big man over there that's put together one hell of a company. Boy, I'll tell you what, not only it's hurricane season, we just got a little bit of a scare. You saw what happened to Texas and some of the islands with the last one. Expected to still be a busy one coming up here. And I want to let you know, if you haven't done it, the one thing you can do is protect your home. You can protect the windows and doors and a roof. And if you got a leaky roof and need to get a new roof, they do it all for you. They really do. Best people, quality work. I want to tell you about some of the specials they have running right now. I don't like to say specials, but the financing plans they have. Impact Windows and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. Impact Windows and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. And Impact Windows as low as $6 per month per window installed. When it comes to roofs, whether you need a tile, shingle, metal flat, whatever you're looking for, they do them all. And it's all first class. They do everything from start to finish. They cover all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. They take care of all the permits, HOA approvals. They really do it all for you. I went over there, and he walked me through. Was nice enough to spend some time walk me through. It's impressive the way it's all set up, man. It's first class. Everything about them is first class. Hey, if you need some work done, make the call today. 954-500-LOCK. 954-500-LOCK. Let Loctite take good care of you. They can do it. They're people that answer the phones. Make sure to tell them, hey, I'm a friend of Joe Rose's, and he said you guys will take good care of me and can get this thing rolling quickly at a fair price. That's what they do at Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Do you think he deserves to be paid on par with the best in the league?
Of course. Yeah. No, it's going to happen. You know, we stay out of the numbers and the negotiations, but it's going to happen. We need Tua to go anywhere that we're trying to go. All our dreams, goals, and aspirations is reliant on number one. And the Dolphins know that. The organization know that. The city, the league. So the way they iron out the numbers, all that. Negotiation gets tough in contracts.
Yeah.
Teams start to bring up bad plays, bad games, injuries, you start to get offended. Like, oh, man, that's how you really feel? But it's leverage. And once you peel back those layers and you keep it about the business, it'll get done.
Teron Armstead talking about his quarterback there. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors. One of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joe.
All right. On that note, it is time to bring in Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist. Still getting used to saying that myself, Omar. As we say good morning to you. Can I just start with this morning, Omar? I got to tell you, I knew it was going to happen. So I see the Jalen Phillips video of him doing a little bit of a workout in bare feet and going through it. And then I go to your stuff like I do every day. And I said, he did it again. Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips, take your time. And you explained everything. By the way, great job explaining everything so everybody knows how the four-week IR thing works and coming back. And sure enough, that day, and I'm not going to say what name, called me. Your guy, friggin' Omar. He's a doctor, huh? And he's gone. And I was like, he's got to get something else, man. He's got to let this. And I was like, hey, man. I said, first of all, I want to let you know. I said, well, listen, they're two important positions. We're all curious to see how this plays out. But their job should be to do everything they can to get ready for the opener. I don't disagree with that. And I'm not a doctor. I'm not, Dr. Swartz and Dr. Reby or any of the rest of those guys over there that see these guys a lot. But it was funny. I go, he did it again. Omar, you had to write something about it again.
Let me defend myself. And I'm sure Jalen Phillips will listen to this because he uses everything as motivation. And that's who he is. He's one of those guys that he uses every little piece of information. So, yeah, there's probably a picture of me in front of his locker because I doubt him. And this is really not a doubt because Jalen Phillips has probably the best body I've ever seen in professional sports. That's, you can say whatever you want about pause, but this is what I do for a living. I evaluate players. He's more cut than Cam Wake, which was.
Wait a second. Like, now he is, yeah. But now Cam Wake's the first name that came up, man. Cam was Cam, by the way, the guy wouldn't even eat the food over there if it like had some kind of carb or sweet thing.
Okay. And who has a better body, Joe? Cam or Jalen Phillips? Because Jalen Phillips does show it off to you every possible chance.
No. That's that kid's got it too. I'm another guy that goes, that guy's got a nice body. I do that myself. Nice athletic body,
Yeah. I mean, he's 10% body fat. He's about as good as it gets.
All right. Well, let's get back to the other part. Instead of here,
okay.
You and I end up sitting here talking about who's got a better body.
When you watch the video, him doing the ladder drills, or I don't know what it's specifically called. His ACL that was repaired was his right leg, correct?
Yes.
Do you know which leg was doing all of the work? It was the left leg, and it was very impressive. It was a very impressive showcase of the left leg. Now, if he had showcased that right leg to me doing those drills, I'd have said, oh, okay. Then the next day.
So you really studied that thing that much, watch that video to see, like, how much is he really put? Come on, Omar.
This is what I do, Joe. This is what I do. Now he's doing straight line stuff. Okay, on that Achilles, where there's a little bit of atrophy in that right in that white Achilles, if you show me some cutting, some running, some change of direction, then I say, okay. We're looking good for the start of the season. However, all of that is all great and good. I don't know when he's going to be cleared to put on a helmet and go on to the practice field with his teammates. I have no idea. They might do it week one. Day one of training camp. Who knows? But all I'm saying is the smartest approach for this organization, who takes a very cautious approach when it comes to injury, is to have him begin training camp on the PUP. Even if he's there for a week, two, and then comes out and starts practicing on a precautious basis. And this is not just him. This is Bradley Chubb. I'm also putting Cameron Good on there. Hell, I'd also put Savon Ahmed on there because he's coming back from a Liz Frank injury. He didn't practice all of the offseason.
Yeah.
Why would I not begin him on the PUP? Hell, I might put Teron Armstead on there because we know Teron is going to be, taking a very cautious approach Toronto ain't doing training camp. Let's just put it that way. Why would you not take advantage of a rule that allows you to stash a roster spot?
Oh, By the way, I'm with you. Before I get all excited about the workout, I know he's put in a lot of work and he wants to show it as he's going through these different stages to getting back to 100%. But I'm with you. I want to see him in a 40-yard dash outside speed rush position on the outside, and I want to see him exploding off. That's how he got hurt, and he's going to have to get over that one because the last time he did it, he got injured.
And keep in mind, Joe, do you know the mental toll it's probably on Jalen Phillips when that was the best game he ever had played? He got injured.
He was playing great. I said that yesterday. He was having an unbelievable game.
We're talking about that was a turn up to a Pro Bowl season we were just looking at right there. And then pop. And, you know, and Jalen Phillips has admitted, and I admire his admission, that he has struggled from time to time with the mental aspect of the game. Him and Bradley Chubb have admitted that. And I praised him for how he admitted it last year, because there are so many young players who thinks that they're alone when they have these mental challenges. And so this is another mental challenge. And I would be proud to be his nemesis in terms of the person who doubts him. I love Jalen Phillips. I think he's an amazing player.
I know that. We're just all talking about him coming back and win. And by the way, no matter what they think, you're a huge story. We need both you guys to be back to 100% if we're going to have a chance. We saw what it was like without you at the end of the year. We want
you. They need just one to be at 70% by the first month of the season. Just one.
Yeah.
They can make through with just one, and then the other one could take another month because Phillips is ahead of Chubb. You know, but by mid-season, we need both of them. But by November, we need both of them, and we need both of them to be at least about 80%. And the last thing that we can afford as a franchise is to have a setback, because, truthfully speaking, there are only three edge rushers on this team right now.
I got you. No. I didn't disagree. It was just the fact that you saw that video, and I go, he's going to write about this. He not going to let that thing go. Why everybody's going, hey, good work. You're working your butt off. And you're like, he's working his butt off, but his ass needs to fill his first 4 weeks. Let's think about playing 13 instead of 17 games. So hey, I want to ask you the other one that you got into the Brian Flores thing. I was a little surprised and wanted to rehash that a little bit with how bad it was going back with Brian Flores and how much he was against Tua Tagovailoa.
I don't know if he was against Tua Tagovailoa. He was more of this was, and this was going into the draft of 2020. When they stacked up their board and they rated the players where they rated the players, but Flores made sure that there was one offensive lineman ahead of Tua. Luckily, that offensive lineman was picked the selection right before Miami made their selection. But if that offensive lineman hadn't been picked by the Giants, I believe that was going to be their pick, and then they were going to go to Jordan Love at 18. At least that was supposedly the plan, or Flores' plan. I've confirmed that by just about everybody except for Brian Flores. But, you know, people start to have selective memory. And this is, you know, this is years. I've confirmed this years before we even knew about Flores and Tua and that yelling, cursing match after that Tennessee loss. Flores was never fully on board with Tua. And this is no secret to us, because they kind of had a confrontation at the not a confrontation, but Tua felt attacked by Flores at the combine when they sat down with him at the combine. And so it just never really, that relationship just never really took off. And is part of the reason, I would say probably 30% of the reason why Flores isn't here, other than the fact that he was insubordinate with Miami Dolphins management. He didn't have a good relationship and really didn't believe in Tua. And that goes back to when he was starting Jacoby Brissett over Tua, when Tua had the alleged finger injury. Flores believed that Jacoby was better than Tua, which I just think is ridiculous and preposterous. But, you know, the way he treated Tua just never passed the sniff test.
Yeah.
And when we see all the evidence, we know I just don't understand it though, because I know that Chris Greer would never draft a quarterback that a coach doesn't want to coach. And that's the reason why Lamar Jackson isn't here. They had a big blowout, and I've asked Chris Greer about this, on the record, the blowout between him and Gase and Tannenbaum. I've asked all the individuals, and Ross proposed, okay, let's trade down our pick instead of taking Minka Fitzpatrick, and let's go draft Lamar. And Gase was hell no, and everybody knew Gase didn't want to coach Lamar. So I know that Chris won't draft a quarterback that a head coach doesn't like. So then it makes me wonder, why was Tua here? Because Brian Flores didn't really like him.
So this is the $1 million, seriously, more than $1 million. You know this stuff. You and I have talked about the Brian Flores. I've talked to everybody asked me about Brian Flores, a really good guy. And he has told me I know, and we got to start with that because he is. I don't think Brian's got a bad bone in his body, but he also told me point blank that he ain't going to take anybody that he likes at his head coach, like you said, that his head coach doesn't like. He won't take.
Oh, you mean Chris Greer? Yeah,
Chris
absolutely.
Greer.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you said Brian Flores.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris Greer. I did get along with Brian Flores. I'm sorry about that. Sorry about it.
I might fight you on that one because Brian Flores, a good coach, I wouldn't say good guy. So go ahead.
It was. You guys didn't get along, and I happened, of all the bad relationships, I had a really good one with Brian Flores, But I'm with you. Like, Chris Greer won't take anybody. His coach goes in and goes, I won't coach him. What's plan B?
And I don't want him. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. Brian never said, and I'm guessing here, because I know Chris will not draft the quarterback that a coach does not want to coach.
No, that'd be a problem.
So Brian had to have said, okay, I'll coach him. I mean, clearly they had him rated ahead of Herbert, so – it just doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know on that story. I believe you and stuff. I don't know. I've heard lots of different things through the years, and I know people are going, well, Tannenbaum at the top got blown out. The coach underneath got blown out, and the general manager survived. Dun, 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 dun.
Nah, he's not a snake like that. He's a survivor. He knows how to play the political game.
No. I agree with that. I don't think he is. And by the way, I'm with you. I don't think Flores is a backstabber. That song, I'm a backstab. I don't think that's him.
You mean Greer is a backstabber.
Greer. Yeah, I did it again. Brian and Chris, I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't think Chris is that way. I'm with you. I don't think Chris runs over,
There were a lot of backstabbers in the Flores era. Chris Greer was not one of them.
No.
Chris Greer, Flores stabbed himself because he was too insubordinate. And we've got.
Well, you really don't like him. You're the wrong guy. I don't know why I got into this with you. You really don't like the guy either.
It's a court case, Joe. It's a civil court case that's still going on. That he's fighting the NFL, and I think he has a winning case.
I don't know. I'm just talking about my relationship one on one with him. That's all. I'm not talking about all the other stuff. But I had a coach that kind of had his personality, so you'll have to forgive me.
Oh, Don Shula had his personality?
He wasn't nice every day, man, when you were losing games, and he would tell you.
All right. Yeah, I mean, this is a different era, Joe.
No, I know. It's a different time. I'm not taking away from that at all. But, hey, one last thing I'll let you go, because you've been following this. So how do you think they're going to line up Calais Campbell? Inside, outside, or both?
Both. I think especially both early in the season. I think he's the third down interior guy. I think on first downs he's going to be the five technique edge. Calais is a true pro, a vet. I wouldn't be shocked if Calais joins the team, because remember, he hasn't practiced with the team. If he joins the team and doesn't spend 7 weeks with them and become a captain. That's kind of my expectation.
Oh, that's going to happen. I'm with you 100%. No, everywhere and everywhere he's ever been, everybody says the same thing. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's very apparent who he is. And keep in mind, folks, Calais has had a Hall of Fame worthy career. Might not be a first ballot Hall of Famer, but this is a Hall of Fame career. 105 sacks, third most sacks in NFL currently, behind Von Miller and Jordan Cameron. He's probably the biggest addition in my mind. I know he's only making $2 million, but he's the biggest addition in my mind. And he's going to help hold this defense down, and not just the defense, but the leader. He's going to help serve as the leader of the defense, which I think needs leadership.
Yeah, no. When we get a guy gets a little salty or gets a little off track, he's a guy to go put his arm around him that people will. I'm with you, because you will go, as you know, through highs and lows through the season as groups and individually, and he'll be good. And by the way, he is one of the top guys that's really important. I put Jordan Brooks in that group. I'd also put Kendall Fuller in that group too, of some key guys that we really need to get rocking and rolling. Hey, Omar, thank you, man. I'm sorry I screwed up the name so much. I really made that.
No, do a contract talk? No, what? Nothing?
Go ahead. I think it's going to get done in the next week or so.
I think it's going to get done in probably the next 2 weeks. I think there's a possibility that he will sit out some of training camp. Because this is the time, man. You're going to twist her arm, but Tua wants the deal, Tua needs the deal, Tua knows what's out there. The question is, you know, everybody's so infatuated with the $50 million number. Oh, the $50 million average, seven quarterbacks make over $50 million. That's not true. I've gone through the deals of every single contract, and there's only one quarterback whose entire contract, not the extension, but the entire contract, averages over $50 million a year, and that's Lamar Jackson at $52 million. People don't talk about this, Joe, but Lamar has the best quarterback contract in the NFL.
Sometimes you got to do it yourself. Sometimes you just got to do it yourself.
Yeah, and his mama did it.
And his mom. Yeah, that's a good point. That's right.
5 years, $262 million. He's going to get every single dollar of it. And $52 million a year, the highest average in terms of what is going in his actual account. So, props to his mama for getting him the best quarterback contract. Nobody talks about it because, you know, he's not part of one of these quarterback agencies. But Lamar Jackson still has the top quarterback contract in the NFL.
I just want to tell you, I've gone so long that I've screwed up this whole – but you've worked with me, so you know what happens on the format here. So you probably don't really care either. So anyway, Omar, thank you.
The deal is going to get done, Joe. It's probably going to average about $44 million in real money. And it'll have a fake number on it that'll make it look like 50.
All right, well, I like the fake number. I like to go on, you know, I was doing TV, like, I like the fake number. Just put in the other money outside of that guarantee money. It just looks so big at the end there. All right, thank you, Omar.
I think the guaranteed is the holdup, so we'll see what that number is.
Thanks, man. Omar Kelly.
All right.
Miami Herald Dolphins column. Man, he had some buildup today. I did not know. Hey, we got to take another quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, waiting for Joe to get back in. There he comes here as we'll get to some headlines here as we're a little short on time here, Joe.
I'm never going to be able to get another coffee. This can be really difficult.
We'll race through these here. You see Terrell Owens talking about Tom Brady, disrespected him.
So weak.
During the season, Antonio Brown went nuts with the Bucs. This is with the Bucs. He said that, by the way, T.O. was 48 at the time. Tried to get in touch with Brady to replace, Antonio Brown. And Brady didn't get back to him because he probably had better stuff to do. And Owens is like, I was disrespected by Brady.
Yeah, like, this is, first of all, instead of worried about getting back in, you know, with everything, should have worried about all that money. T.O. blames everybody for everything. At some point, you got to take responsibility for loss of money, whatever. You know, he told everybody took his money and he's broke and now getting on Tom Brady. All these guys get on Tom Brady. I'm like,
yeah, well, look.
Are you kidding me, T.O.?
Him and A.B. might have a lot in common, Joe, but as far as him playing at almost 50, was he nuts?
Yeah, Listen, he's a freak. He's one of the best athletes I've ever seen. He's right there at the top of the list. Great body,
yeah,
athletic.
But those other guys who are in their 20s that are playing defense are better athletes, like, I'm guessing, at this point.
Are you kidding me? You're upset at Tom Brady that he didn't get back to you to tell you, hey, man, you're 48. There's nothing I can do for you, man. You are a great player.
All right, let me race through these here, Joe.
Your ego that big?
The WNBA has their All-Star game coming up, and with that, they, of course, have a three-point contest. Did you know whose name was left off? Actually, two players' names that were left off of the three-point shootout here?
Who?
One would be Sabrina Ionescu. The other one, Caitlin Clark. What are the WNBA, man? I don't know who's running things over there. But my God.
Boy, they're making her earn it, aren't they?
I just don't get it, man. Like, what
don't
are
you
thinking
get?
Over there?
Anytime one person early on in their career gets this much attention, what do you expect everybody's going to be like? You don't think there's going to be a little jealousy?
I got
women,
you, I guess, but
jealousy?
All right, let's keep it moving here. These are last two here today, Joe. These are two of my favorites that we've been following here recently. First one is a little update on the Skip Bayless situation here.
Come
now,
it's the third day
Marcellus
you've done
this. Wiley decided he would weigh in on this one, and he started off by saying, so First Take, which is the ESPN show, Stephen A., is averaging around 500,000 viewers, okay? That's pretty good, right? 500,000 is pretty decent. He said this was the day that it basically ended Skip's career. There was April 25th, the first day of the NFL draft, also the Lakers playing in a playoff game, right? So he's on Fox. Fox has the NFL games, so that should have been good for them, number one. And then number two, Bayless has basically made a career out of saying, you know, nasty stuff about LeBron James, right?
Yes.
They got beat in the ratings that day, and that 500,000 is what First Take was getting. They had 45,000 people tune in that day.
Ooh.
That's what Marcellus Wiley said was the final straw there. That's rough, man, to lose that badly.
Yeah, I just
45,000 people. The guy's making $32 million.
Yeah, I know.
Every 1,000 people, he gets $1 million. Amazing.
Stirs it up, though, doesn't he?
And our final one here, we got the SEC Media Days going on right now. The commissioner of the SEC, Greg Sankey, he was actually on with Matt Hayes in Jacksonville. Those guys were up there. They had the commissioner on, and he was talking a little bit about realignment and you know, Georgia getting left out of the playoffs. See if he takes a little kind of a subtle shot at someone here. See if you can get who he's talking about.
They opened with Clemson.
Right.
They finished with Georgia Tech, and there's a lot in between. How are you evaluating that against other schedules?
Yeah.
That could be, think last year, that was one of the four best teams, period.
And there's no question.
There's people in your listening audience that say, well, there he goes again.
Yeah.
We didn't stomp our feet.
Right.
We didn't, like, you know, fly banners over places. That was one of the four best teams.
Right,
they lost
right.
one game in 2 years.
Any idea who he's talking about?
Go ahead.
No, I was just curious if you knew. I don't know.
Yeah, you do. You do know.
But they're getting in. They're getting in one way or another, right?
God.
He seems very welcoming to that program right now.
Mm. Mm. All right, Woody.
I'm enjoying this, by the way, if you haven't
I know
noticed.
You are. No. I notice. I see things you like and you don't like, man. I see them. Hey, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up here. Alex Donnell, host of Locked On Canes and Locked On the ACC. Speaking of the ACC, right now I want to talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T, man, nothing to mess with. And I just want to tell you, yes, I had them. I had the combination package about 6 months ago, maybe a little bit more. Went into Atlantic Men's Clinic, did not want to go, went in there, met with them, best meeting, one of the greatest meetings I've ever had, as they explained everything to me and gave me the great news that ED and low T were about ready to leave. Well, I'll tell you what, that was great news. Tired all the friggin' time. I mean, exhausted. 60s are like the last year. I was like, what the hell, man? I'm still friggin' tired. Sex drive, gone. Oh, my gosh. Apologizing to my wife, and she goes, oh, is she making excuses for me? And I'm like, no, this is terrible, man. But I'm here to tell you, Atlantic Men's Cleaning not only works, it works quickly. They're really good at what they do. They have treatments with success rates well over 90%. Here's what I want you to do. If this is you and you haven't had a chance to tell anybody, you're not sure what to do, but you know you got a problem with ED and low T, it happens to men in their 40s, 50s, 60s. But one thing I do know, for everybody laughs at other guys about this, it happens to everybody sooner or later. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Six locations throughout South Florida. I'm in that plantation one, man. Great seeing those guys explain everything. Boy, I'll tell you, the way they police it, the programs take, stay up on top of everything you're going through. I mean, there's just so much to it that just gives you confidence, and it's going to work. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. We got to take another quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, waiting for Joe to get back in. There he comes here as we'll get to some headlines here as we're a little short on time here, Joe.
I'm never going to be able to get here. Another coffee. This can be really difficult.
We'll race through these here. You see Terrell Owens talking about Tom Brady disrespected him.
So weak.
During the season, Antonio Brown went nuts with the Bucs. This is with the Bucs. He said that, by the way, T.O. was 48 at the time. Tried to call Brady, tried to get in touch with Brady to replace, Antonio Brown. And Brady didn't get back to him because he probably had better stuff to do. And Owens is like, I was disrespected by Brady.
Yeah, like, this is, first of all, instead of worried about getting back in, you know, with everything, should have worried about all that money. T.O. blames everybody for everything. At some point, you got to take responsibility for loss of money. Whatever, you know, he told everybody took his money and he's broke and now getting on Tom Brady. All these guys get on Tom Brady. I'm like,
yeah, well, look,
are you kidding me, T.O.?
Him and AB might have a lot in common, Joe, but as far as him playing at almost 50, was he nuts?
Yeah. Listen, he's a freak. He's one of the best athletes I've ever seen. He's right there at the top of the list. Great body.
Yeah,
athletic.
But those other guys who are in their 20s that are playing defense are better athletes,
like,
I'm guessing, at this point.
Are you kidding me? You're upset at Tom Brady that he didn't get back to you to tell you, hey, man, you're 48. There's nothing I can do for you, man. You are a great player.
All right, let me race through these here, Joe.
Your ego that big?
The WNBA has their All-Star game coming up, and with that, they, of course, have a three-point contest. Did you know whose name was left off? Actually, two players' names that were left off of the three-point shootout here?
Who?
One would be Sabrina Ionescu. The other one, Caitlin Clark. What, the WNBA, man. I don't know who's running things over there. But my God.
Boy, they're making her earn it, aren't they?
I just don't get it, man. Like, what are they thinking over there?
Anytime one person early on in their career gets this much attention, what do you expect everybody's going to be like? You don't think there's going to be a little jealousy?
I got
women,
you, I guess, but
jealousy?
All right, let's keep it moving here. These are last two here today, Joe. These are two of my favorites that we've been following here recently. First one is a little update on the Skip Bayless situation here. Now,
it's the third day you've done
this. Marcellus Wiley decided he would weigh in on this one, and he started off by saying, so First Take, which is the ESPN show, Stephen A., is averaging around 500,000 viewers. Okay? That's pretty good, right? 500,000 is pretty decent. He said this was the day that it basically ended Skip's career. There was April 25th, the first day of the NFL draft, also the Lakers playing in a playoff game, right? So he's on Fox. Fox has the NFL games, so that should have been good for them, number one. And then number two, Bayless has basically made a career out of saying, you know, nasty stuff about LeBron James, right?
Yes.
They got beat in the ratings that day, and that 500,000 is what First Take was getting. They had 45,000 people tune in that day.
Ooh.
That's what Marcellus Wiley said was the final straw there.
That's rough, man. To lose that badly?
Yeah.
45,000 people. The guy's making $32 million.
Yeah. I know.
Every 1,000 people, he gets $1 million. Amazing.
Stirs it up, though, doesn't he?
And our final one here, we got the SEC Media Days going on right now. The commissioner of the SEC, Greg Sankey, he was actually on with Matt Hayes in Jacksonville. Those guys were up there. They had the commissioner on. And he was talking a little bit about realignment and you know, Georgia getting left out of the playoffs. See if you can, he takes a little kind of a subtle shot at someone here. See if you can get who he's talking about.
Right. Yeah. Open with Clemson. Right. They finished with Georgia Tech. And there's a lot in between. How are you evaluating that against other schedules?
Yeah.
That could be, think last year, that was one of the four best teams, period.
And there's no question.
There's people in your listening audience who say, well, there he goes again.
Yeah.
We didn't stomp our feet.
Right.
We didn't, like, you know, fly banners over places. That was one of the four best teams.
Right,
they lost
one
game in 2 years.
Any idea who he's talking about?
Go ahead.
No, I was just curious if you knew. I don't know.
Yeah, you do. You do know.
But they're getting in. They're getting in one way or another, right?
God.
He seems very welcoming to that program right now.
Mm. Mm. All right, Woody.
I'm enjoying this, by the way. If you haven't
I know
noticed.
You are. No. I notice. I see things you like and you don't like, man. I see them. Hey, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up here. Alex Donnell, host of Locked On Canes and Locked On the ACC. Speaking of the ACC, right now I want to talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T, man, nothing to mess with. And I just want to tell you, yes, I had them. I had the combination package about 6 months ago, maybe a little bit more. Went into Atlantic Men's Clinic, did not want to go. Went in there, met with them. Best meeting, one of the greatest meetings I've ever had, as they explained everything to me and gave me the great news that ED and Low T were about ready to leave. Well, I'll tell you what, that was great news. Tired all the friggin' time. I mean exhausted. 60s are like the last year. I was like, what the hell, man? I'm still friggin' tired. Sex drive, gone. Oh, my gosh. Apologizing to my wife, and she goes, oh, is she making excuses for me? And I'm like, no, this is terrible, man. But I'm here to tell you Atlantic Men's Clinic not only works, it works quickly. They're really good at what they do. They have treatments with success rates well over 90%. Here's what I want you to do. If this is you and you haven't had a chance to tell anybody, you're not sure what to do, but you know you got a problem with ED and low T, it happens to men in their 40s, 50s, 60s. But one thing I do know, for everybody laughs at other guys about this, it happens to everybody sooner or later. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. 6 locations throughout South Florida. I'm in that plantation one, man. Great seeing those guys explain everything. Boy, I'll tell you, the way they police it, the programs take, stay up on top of everything you're going through. I mean, there's just so much to it that just gives you confidence, and it's going to work. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.